Joining me now is Usama Dakdok. Usama Dakdok is a long-term friend of mine. I produce his TV show over at WVWTV.com. So if you'd like to watch his TV show, you'll find it there at WVWTV.com. He has translated the Quran into perfect English, where many of the versions are whitewashed. He's been a guest here before, and again, his website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. He was born and raised in Egypt. He speaks Arabic fluently, and he has much of the Quran memorized, as well as the Hadiths, and knows all about The Reliance of the Traveler, one of the premier books on what Islam is and how it's supposed to be lived out throughout the universe or the world. Through this earth. Is all that correct, Usama?
Hey, Brother Brandon, it's good to be with you and all your wonderful audience. I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you for your patience and waiting in the wings tonight. We talked to Daniel Greenfield. We talked to General Flynn tonight about the fall of Afghanistan, giving it to the Taliban, China's interest in the minerals there, their Belt and Road initiatives, their Thoroughway, there are roads they want to build through there. Tell me, as someone who was born and raised in Egypt that knows Islam, knows about Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, what is your thoughts about what's happening and what the Biden administration is allowing to happen?
I believe, Brother Brennan, it is very sad to see what I have been talking about in this country for literally 30 years. That's when I said the truth about Islam and no ears to hear or no heart to understand. We are the problem. And I will share quickly where Taliban come from. The word Taliban, it's a plural for the word Talib, which is student. So it is students. What is students have to do with this jihad organization? It's exactly in 1994, that's when the Saudi Arabia received the okay or the permission or the blessing of the United States of America to go to Afghanistan and to teach these students in their schools. Now, this is not just a school. These are Muslim schools, and make out of them jihadi groups for the purpose of raising up those who will take the war against the Soviet Union for America. So we don't want the Soviet Union to take place to have power in this land, and we will not fight it. So we did that, literally trained the jihadi of Taliban. And by the way, we are the same one also who trained Al-Qaeda. We trained Osama bin Laden, and we are the one who created ISIS. That's when Mr. Obama allows them to take control of the lands of Iraq and Syria and moves them to actually 28 countries. So we are the problem of these jihadi movement in the Muslim world. And I don't know, does all the people in America, all the politicians of America, it start from Reagan, who started the Taliban, this was in his days, and Al-Qaeda, are we really that ignorant to know that, not know about the real problem of the future of this jihadi organization? We believe that the enemy of our enemy is our friends, and that's not going to work. This case is not going to work with Islam. Why? Because we empower these people, we train these people, we give them the weapon and the money they needed to do some dirty work on our behalf, and then we end with a bigger problem, these people against us. We are just another infidel. The Soviet Union or the Americans or the Jews were just a bunch of infidels. That is the sad story from 1994 until today. I don't think we learned the lesson, Brandon, from what took place in America 200 years ago with President Thomas Jefferson, who literally thought by educating himself, by reading the Quran, that he can destroy the Muslims and the riots or the what do you call the leaders of the jihadi of the Muslims in the countries of Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. And
that's so, like in the Marines war. Song, "To the Shores of Tripoli." That's referring to what?
The capital of Libya. That was the song which we actually been singing in America for all these years, and most people have no idea. This is the song which we have used to take the Marine all the way from America to go to the countries of Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya to launch war against these people who were pirates, Muslim jihadi, the best as we can say, according to the teaching of Islam. They were practicing Sharia by kidnapping our ships, taking our goods and our people as spoil of war at this time.
So sadly, Thomas Jefferson was fighting the Islamist, the Islamic groups back then.
Yes. And you know what, Brother Brennan? From that day until today, many people have spoken the truth about Islam, but I'm saying because American people were willing to hear it. Our war against Islam is a spiritual warfare. It will never be won with bullets. You cannot win it with bullets. The only way you can win it with bullets, like you go in war, a physical war, is to kill the last Muslim. Because if you left one Muslim, he will have the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they will do the terrorist attack to revenge for the rest of the Muslims. So it's a spiritual warfare. If you do not understand Islam, if you have not studied the Quran and learned the Sunnah of Muhammad, if you do not know Sharia, you will not understand the mentality, the ideology, the mindset of these people. We are the one who created them to do some dirty work for us, and we are paying for that. Believe it or not, Mr. Bush went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, close to 20 years ago, after the September 11 attack, for one purpose, and his purpose was to get bin Laden. Now, the Afghani were hiding bin Laden there for a little bit, and then he obviously moved to Pakistan. And they refused to give us Osama bin Laden because we did not give them enough evidence that he is involved in September 11, or have anything to do with September 11. But in reality, they are in the same belief, they are in the same boat of bin Laden. If it was not bin Laden, it would be one of these Taliban will be here to do the September 11 for Osama bin Laden. Of course, the war went on, and we found out later that bin Laden was hidden in Pakistan, and everybody knew about him in Pakistan because he was not underground like in the case of Muammar Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein. He was actually living in his place, as we saw how our soldiers went there and were able to take him out, as we heard the story. But in the same time, we went in war in Iraq and Afghanistan under George W. Bush to kill bin Laden or some of the leaders of Al-Qaeda. While Mr. Bush was doing that, he was bringing to America Muslim jihadi from Iraq and from Afghanistan, from whatever countries, to show the Muslim world that he is not anti-Muslims. He's not anti-Islam. He's just anti-radicals. He anti these extremists. What a great way. By the way, Mr. Bush got more votes in his second term from the Muslims after 3 years of war in Iraq and Afghanistan than Obama ever got from the Muslims. Why? Because he was able to convince them that he is not anti-Muslims, he is not racist, he is not this and that, as we've seen in the case of Mr. Trump. And what he did is he brought more Muslims to America than anyone before him, which means it's in action. I prove to you that I'm a good guy and I love the Muslim people. We killed bin Laden.
Let me just clarify, and you're not saying that Trump, you're not saying Trump was a racist, but you're saying the media portrayed him as that.
Exactly. The media were lying to the American people about Mr. Trump, and that Mr. Bush was destroying the American people by being the good friend with all the Muslims of the world. There are more Muslims. Let me put it this way. Since September 11, in the 7 years when Mr. Bush was in the White House, in the 7 years, we got more mosques built in America. We got more Muslims moved to America. We got more important jobs given to the Muslims by America, including the office of the White House to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. I believe Mr. Bush is the reason why we ended with Barack Hussein Obama in the White House, because he did not tell the American people that we have any problem with Islam. He did not tell the American people we have any problem with the teaching of Allah or the teaching in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. And that's exactly what we're going through right now under Mr. O'Biden, the third term for Mr. Obama. This is exactly
Mr. O'Biden. Mr. O'Biden. That's a pretty good one. Now, I just want to clarify for the audience. You're not opposed to every person who's Muslim, because there are some people like Sharam Hadian, our mutual friend, whose daddy was a beer-drinking, pork-eating Muslim who didn't practice at all. What your concern is those who practice Islam, not someone who's born out of the heritage of a Muslim family and thus calls himself a Muslim but drinks beer and eats pork and all that. You're worried about Islam. You believe Muslim people are victims of Islam, correct?
Sure. I believe Muslims are two, those who are victims and those who are deceivers. The victims of Islam are the Muslims who have no clue what the Quran teaches and what Muhammad commanded them to do. That's why you're going to see some Muslims in the world in the next few days, as we have seen already, who are condemning what Taliban is doing. But in reality, have they studied the word of Allah in the Quran? Have they studied the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith? They will have found for sure that Taliban is as good as ISIS, is as good as Al-Qaeda, is as good as any Muslim jihadi, if it is Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab, Fatah, Hamas, Hezbollah, name it. All these Muslim...
So what you're saying is what ISIS, Al-Qaeda... What ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban have done is actually according to the Hadith, to the Quran.
Sure. And notice, oh, Brennan, one very important fact. Look at their flags. Even the Saudi Arabia flag, which we have all over America, in every important office, if you have some diplomatics or some politics working there, you will see that the flag has the one same statement, which is, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. If you remember the ISIS flag, black and white, now we got the Taliban, it's white and black. It's a big white flag with these words written in Arabic. Now, most of American people have no clue what this flag says. As a matter of fact, I believe the Muslims of America will not tell us what is written on that flag, because that is the foundation of Islam. It is written, there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is what we call the Shahada, the first pillar in Islam.
Sadly, and that is on the flag. I want to clarify, that Shahada, what does it mean again? Quote it to me again. There is but one.
There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Now that is on the flag of Saudi Arabia. That is on the flag of ISIS.
And it is the same statement on the Taliban flag, which is flying now over our embassy and everything you can, they are taking over in their land, Afghanistan. And that statement, Brandon, it is the foundation of Islam. If you say it one time in the Arabic language, you became a Muslim. And what is sick in me is we're teaching that statement to our children in every public school in America, as if it is a wonderful statement, not realizing what come behind the statement, the words of Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, as he said, I have been commanded by Allah to engage in war with people until they say there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So here we go. The foundation of Islam is on their flag and they are practicing it. They are engaging in war with anyone. They're killing anyone who will not submit Islam and say the Shahada. And boy, oh boy, we in America have no clue what is on that flag. I want to continue with my line of thought, if you don't mind, Brandon, quickly, I'm going to share that we went in war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we brought the Muslims of Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else in the world to America under Mr. George W. Bush for 7 years. Now, Obama came after him for 8 years. And guess what Obama did? He actually not only brought more Muslims to America, he transformed America politically, that he will give the most important office, the leader of CIA, John Brennan, a Muslim man. Lots of FBI agents working until now in the FBI are Muslims, and not any Muslims. We said there are Muslims who do not know too much about Islam. They're victims of Islam. But there are other Muslims who know Islam very well. The Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. I was not surprised when Mr. Obama freed Bo. Remember Bo, the army guy? And he freed him for five, the top leaders of Taliban. I was not surprised that Mr. Barack Hussein Obama almost empty Gitmo prison. There's only 39, but I believe, or 38 still lives there. And I guarantee you sometime next week, the Taliban will make a deal with Mr. O'Biden, and he will free and he will the rest of the prisoners in Gitmo, and he will literally give them the request. Whatever they ask, he is right now under their mercy. He will beg them, what can I do for you? But notice now, one of the top five leaders, which Mr. Obama freed from Gitmo, is now in charge of the Taliban. He is in charge of all Afghanistan. Wow. Have we ever thought of that to be? You know what? I talked about that in my presentation, revealing the truth about terrorism, revealing the truth about jihad and terrorism. And by the way, this presentation is old as Obama. So it's a long, old presentation. We have it in your TV ministry as well. And if you go there, you're going to see the picture of Bo and the five leaders whom Mr. Obama freed, the second guy in the top, I'm sorry, the guy on the top, the right one, is the one who is right now in charge of the Taliban. He is the leader. And behold, now he freed all the prisoners in Afghanistan. And these people are not just going free. They're actually becoming the leaders who are going to control the country of Afghanistan. This is the result of our work. So Mr. Obama freed the leaders of Taliban with the help of Biden, because he was his vice president for these 8 years. And now Mr. O'Biden is giving Afghanistan to the Taliban, as we have seen in the last few hours. This is a sad story.
And what is this? What happened in the past. What does this mean? What does this mean for America? Are they going to start making their way now to Europe as they already are, and to America as they already are? Is that going to increase? We also see that they apparently have gotten a hold of some rather advanced weaponry as well. Are you expecting them to make more moves toward America, coming in under immigration in a stealth, you know, move as sure. immigrants, maybe even cutting their hair, changing their clothing, mm-hmm. and slipping in among Hispanics? Do you see them making more aggressive moves toward Israel? Do you see them making alliances with other nations that then move against Israel? What do you see coming with this collapse of Afghanistan to the Taliban and to China?
Let's talk about what is happening there, and I'm going to talk about what's happening here and what's going to happen in the rest of the world. What's happening there right now in Afghanistan, it's exactly what happened in Iraq when Mr. Obama took our soldiers out of Iraq. Remember now, Mr. Bush told Obama, don't leave Iraq. If you leave Iraq, you're going to create the void. You're going to create emptiness, and that will be taken over by Al-Qaeda. Well, Mr. Obama knows that very well. He got the intelligence of Mr. Bush to let him know about that, but he ignored all that, and he freed. Not only he took our soldiers out of Iraq, but he left all the weaponry they needed, ISIS needed, to take over Iraq and Syria. And then within 3 years or so, they actually grew to be in 28 Muslim countries. This is what happened in the days of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Now, what's happening right now under Biden is the same thing. That's why I call him Biden. It's a continuation of Obama agenda. How many weapons are we left there behind for the Taliban to take over to control their country? They needed weapon. So instead of they buy it from Russia or buy it from China, no. We left it for them. Mr. Biden made sure when we leave Afghanistan, we leave all the weapons they need. And we're going to give them everything they desire, because that man, that is Biden, is the weakest president this country ever had. I thought Carter was bad, and then Obama came, he made Carter look good. And I thought Obama is bad, and then Biden came, he make Obama good. And I have no idea what will happen when Kamala Harris will be the next one in line, if they will remove him from power in the next few months for the 25 or whatever rules they're going to set to say the man is not qualified to run the office.
The but 25th Amendment. Use the 25th yeah. Amendment, say he's cuckoo.
Sure.
Wears diapers.
Well, actually, he proved in every action he took.
He's actually wearing face diapers. He's probably wearing face diapers. He's probably wearing face diapers and real diapers, to be honest with you.
Brother Brennan, I am sorry for that man. If he's my father, I will take him out of the White House and get him home where he can spend whatever days of his life in some dignity. He lost every dignity. He lost every respect. As a matter of fact, the world is laughing at us because of Mr. Biden. It's a sad story. I don't know how we're going to fix it. That is concerning what happened there. Now, believe it or not, Mr. Obama started this wonderful, wonderful movement, which is called refugees. But I don't want to just use the word refugees. You have to have the word Muslim before it. So we're talking about Muslim refugees. Why is that? Because believe it or not, there are plenty of refugees in the world should come to America. Lots of Christians in Somalia, in Kenya, in Sudan, in Egypt, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq. I mean, name the Muslim countries, and now in Afghanistan. There are plenty of Christians should come to America as refugees. But under the liberal agenda, if it is Obama or Biden, they don't believe really we should bring Christian refugees to America, but we must bring Muslim refugees. And I guarantee you, I can give you a 100 excuse why we must bring them. First of all, they're our allies. Good. Why? They translate for us. And they did work for us. I'm sorry. None of those who translate for us were forced to translate for us. None of them translate to us for free. They actually made salary more than they can ever make in 1 year than what they make in their country for 20 or 30 years. They make a dollar a day there in Pakistan if you are working in any position. Now, you work as a translator, you make $10, $20 an hour. So don't tell me that because they chose to work for us, to translate for us, that means we automatically have to give them America. They are Muslim refugees. If we understand what Muslim is, we can get rid of the word refugees. But the problem in America is we don't know what the word Muslim is. Therefore, we are the compassionate people, the loving people. And trust me, it will be some Catholic churches, some Presbyterian churches, some Lutheran churches, some Baptist churches. These are the liberal churches in America who will do the dirty work for Mr. O'Biden as they did it for Mr. Obama. They will get $1,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 for each person they resettle in America. And don't forget, it is a charity work. It is refugees. And by the way, these Christians will not share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these Muslims whom they resettle in America as refugees. Why? Because they work for the government. So part of the deal, if you work for the USA, bringing these people to America, you cannot teach them about Jesus, tell them about Jesus, makes them Christian. You can't do that. If you do that, you lose the job of bringing these Muslims to America.
Okay, and I don't know if you heard the program earlier, but I explained all this earlier. And you're, did you hear my what I was saying about this earlier?
I'm sorry, I was not. I was traveling to come to the studio here.
Okay, well, I'll forgive you that you weren't tuned in. But reality is, you weren't tuned in, and you and I are saying the same thing because independently, our research has shown the same thing. And I told the audience what you earlier, what you just said.
Amen.
The Southern Baptist Convention, these Lutheran denominations, some of these are so-called conservative groups, conservative ministries, some of these social justice pastors will tell you how this is all about Jesus and sharing Jesus with them. No,
sure.
They can't, because if they share the gospel with them, give them a Bible, give them tracts, they will lose these multi-million dollar contracts to resettle these people. So they have gone and they have purchased churches, church denominations, and evangelical organizations to sell the lie that this is a great blessing to bring these people to Jesus when they're not sharing the gospel, Christian gospel, with these folks because they can't.
Sure.
I'm not sure that a lot of these groups would know what the real gospel is anyway, but even if they did, they can't, or they will lose these multi-million dollar contracts. That's what you're saying, which is what I said earlier, right?
I spoke in Minnesota and many times in Rochester, Walmart, and all different places there where there's a large number of Muslim refugees from the country of Somalia. And believe it or not, the Baptist and the Catholic and the Lutheran and the Presbyterian were outside my church protesting me because of my stand on that subject. And I found out for sure when I investigated that these churches are getting good income beyond your imagination from Mr. Obama to bring these Muslims to America as refugees. And I asked some of these ministers, I remember I sat with a Baptist minister in his office when I said, how many Christians did you bring to America as refugee from the same country, the country of Somalia? I said, do you know what Al-Shabaab is doing to your Christian brothers and sisters there? And he had no answer. I said, you didn't bring any Christian. He was mad at me because he said, I am hindering his ministry to the refugees. I said, no, you're not ministering to the Muslim refugees. And you don't care about the word refugees. All what you care about the money. Because if you do really, we do this as a ministry and your heart is in it and you really want to help the people who are struggling and suffering in the country of Somalia, why didn't you bring a few hundred thousand of the Christians who are suffering there? The husband are killed, the women are raped by Al-Shabaab, and you care less about this Christian. You just do what your boss, Mr. Obama, is asking you to do. Bring me more Muslims, and you bring more Muslims. That church, Baptist Church, in Minnesota, did not bring one Christian refugee from the country of Somalia, but they brought thousands of Muslim refugees. That is the reality of the so-called Christians, because Jesus was socialist, and they are socialists. They have no idea what they're doing. They're digging graves for themselves and sadly for us. And I told them, wait. When the Muslim number in the state of Minnesota double, which is could happen in any time now, if you go knock at the door of these Muslims to try to share the gospel with them, not only they will arrest you, they will actually burn your church because you're doing what is forbidden in Islam. Allah said in the Quran, they desire that you become infidel as they are infidel. So kill them. That is the word of Allah in the Quran. Kill them because they're Christian missionaries who want to make your children or make you a Christian. That is the reality of Islam, which sadly, none of our liberal churches have a clue. They don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So this is who are coming to America. They are Muslim refugees. And they will continue to grow in America. And the Democrats love Muslim refugees because, believe me, not one Muslim in America voted for Mr. Donald Trump. All Muslims of America voted for Biden and they voted for Obama. And they will continue to vote not once, twice, as many times they can vote, they will. Lying and cheating and stealing Islam is not forbidden. It's allowed. It is blessed by Allah, as we read that in the teaching of the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad. It's okay for them to lie and do. Vote 10 times for Mr. or Mrs. whoever going to be running. So the Democrats are going to win-win. They're bringing votes for them. And the worse than that, Brother Brennan, it is the amount of Muslims we're going to bring to America by our own hand simply because we do not know anything about Islam through our southern border.
So when I tell you the globalists, and I've been saying it for years, the globalists are using the Islamists and the Marxists as junkyard dogs to destroy America, destroy the West, then the globalists can march in and say, ooh, look at that, this is horrible. Let's deal with the extremists on the Muslims, the Islamist extremists, the Marxist extremists, they've gone too far, the Christian extremists, and the globalists have created a crisis, an antithesis, a conflict, then they can march in and offer the solution to the problem they created, and what they're going to offer is going to seem pretty good compared to what the Islamists and the Marxists are offering.
And I hate to tell you this, Brandon, you're absolutely right, but here is the worst news which they do not know. Like we created Taliban, like we created Al-Qaeda, like we created ISIS, we're going to bring these in America thinking that we're going to use them for our own good, but in reality, we're going to be used as useful idiots, because when the Muslims come to America and the Muslims have power worldwide, they practice one wonderful verse in the Quran, Quran chapter 47.
And you're being facetious when you say wonderful verse.
Well, of course. I've been, dry sense of humor.
Right.
Okay. You know what I mean. You know my heart, and your audience know my heart. But here's the truth. Allah said in Quran 47:35, do not be weak and do not call for peace when you have the upper hand. When the Muslims come to America, as they already been here, and their number continue to grow, when they have the upper hand, we're not talking about 51%. I'm talking about 5.5%, maybe 6%. It could happen in the next year or two. Trust me. We will have plenty of millions coming from the southern border, and we're going to bring millions in America by our tax money, because they're going to be refugees, of course. Anyway, so when these Muslims come to America, they will practice full Islam in America. And that is when you kiss everybody. I'm going to talk about the liberals, the gay, and the lesbian, all of them. Kiss them all goodbye, because then Muslims will do exactly what Allah commands them to do. They love death more than we love life. That is the reality. If we did not learn a lesson from the few thousands, the drop of a bucket of Black Lives Matters in the last 2 years, and the Antifa, and these are literally, as I said before, Brian, little children, you drop in a huge bucket. Watch what the Muslims will do in America. If you go to any of these riots of Black Lives Matters and Antifa, and somebody shoot a bullet in the air, pow, just one bullet in the air, most of these kids will run, will hide. If you do the same thing where you have a big crowd of Muslims, bah, they all shout, Allahu Akbar, and they pull the vest, the wire out of their chest to blow themselves apart, as they will be suicidal for Allah, committing the final jihad, the most holy jihad, the most thing which Muslims love more than anything, to die for Allah, to kill America.
Because that's the only way they can guarantee going to paradise is to die in jihad. Otherwise, if you ask a Islamic individual, are you going to go to paradise if Allah wills it? But if they die in jihad, they're guaranteed it, correct?
That is the teaching of Allah in the Quran. Let me quote you one. Allah said, لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أموات بل هم أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Do not count those who were killed for the sake of Allah as dead. Yet their life was the Lord receiving their provision. Go to Quran 9, 20, 21, 22. The Quran is very clear. He's talking about those who believe. those who immigrate, those who perform jihad for the sake of Allah, they are the victorious. They are the real winners. They will enjoy paradise forever and ever. These are the words of Allah in the Quran. That is a promise given to them. When they ask Muhammad, when he's Muhammad said, not only I maybe go to heaven, maybe not, Muhammad assured the Muslims that when they all die, they will go to hell. وَمَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَرِدَى. Not one of you, but he will enter it. It here is hell. And they ask him, even you, O Apostle of Allah? He said, even me, unless Allah covered me with his mercy. So the guarantee in Islam, for every Muslim who practices the pillars of Islam, when they die, they go to hell. And then Allah will remove one out of 73 denominations. There are 73 denominations in Islam, according to the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. All of them are going to go to hell, but Allah will remove one of them from hell to paradise. But those who die while performing jihad for the sake of Allah, they will not see hell. The first drop of blood out of their body will forgive all their sin, will enter them to paradise, where they will live forever and ever, enjoying the 72 forever virgins. That is the teaching of Islam. So there is no salvation in Islam by praying, by fasting, by giving money to the poor, by doing do the Hajj, go visit Mecca. None of these pillars will save the Muslim, but performing jihad for the sake of Allah guarantee Muslim eternity in paradise. Read the Quran, America. Read the Quran, America, so you know Islam, so you stop bringing Muslim refugees to America. And even Brandon, even if we got these, all these wonderful people who work hard for us, who were translated for us in Afghanistan in the last 20 years, even if we brought these wonderful people, trust me, the next generation, their children, or for sure the third generation, which is 30, 40 years from now, there will be the Muslim jihadi of America. Muslim in Afghanistan do not have a clue what Islam is. They never read the Quran. But 40% of Taliban, 40% of Afghanistan, 40% of 24 million, 25 million people live there. They are members of Taliban. You don't have to understand Islam to be a jihadi. Just follow the leaders. Follow the imam. Because if not, trust me, not only they will kill you, they will rape your wife and your daughters in front of your eyes, even if you are a Muslim. Why? Because they do not see you as a true Muslim. Because then you assure them in your actions that you are a hypocrite. Who are the hypocrites? You go to Quran chapter 3, verse 167. Hypocrites are those who refuse to perform jihad or refuse to support financially those who perform jihad. And that he may know the hypocrite, Allah said, when you ask him, come engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute, they say, if we know how, we would have followed you. Allah said they are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. That is the teaching of Allah. These are the hypocrites.
If you don't fund jihad or practice jihad, you're not a true Muslim, you're a hypocrite, and you're worthy to be killed just along with the infidels of the Christians and the Jews, according to the Quran.
Exactly. Quran chapter 3, verse 167. And the killing of the hypocrites is Quran chapter 9, verse 73. When Allah command Muhammad, order Muhammad to provoke the Muslim believers to perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites. He said, be harsh with them, and their ultimate abode is hell. Not only they will be killed by the hand of the Muslim believers, Taliban, ISIS, and others, but they will spend eternity in hell. These are the teaching of the Quran, which sadly most of our American politicians did not bother to read.
Now, by the way, they can't just go to a bookstore and buy any Quran, because many of them have been whitewashed, which is why you did your perfect translation from Arabic to English. So it's a pure translation, correct?
Sure. The generous Quran available on our website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. You can download it as an ebook or get it as a paper book. And it's a book will take you literally 35 hours, 40 hours to read. If you're a slow reader, 40 hours. And if you just read the first 9 chapters, your eyes will be open this big and see how in the world we allowed Obama to be our president for 8 years. Brother Brandon, what is happening right now in O'Biden's first term, which is Obama's third term, it is the fruit of the seeds which he, Mr. Obama, planted literally 12 years ago. He started that movement all over the world, and now we're seeing the fruit falling from the tree, which is nothing but death. Death and shame and sorrow, not only for the Americans, but even for our allies in the Middle East. Sadly, Israel will suffer severely because of people like Joe Biden.
TheStraightWay.org, TheStraightWay.org, to order his perfectly translated Quran from Arabic into English that's not been whitewashed, so you can understand the true worldview of Islam, which, by the way, is one of the six dominant worldviews that rule the world. Many of you know I started Worldview Weekends in February of 1993, holding our first conference in downtown Minneapolis. February 1993. If we had told the crowd then that one of the six dominant worldviews, Islam, would have progressed to where it is today in America, they would not have believed us in that conference, downtown Minneapolis, February 1993. If we had told them what would literally be happening a few blocks away from that downtown Minneapolis church in February of 93, what would unfold a few blocks away in the summer of 2020 with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, their trained Marxist leaders, funded by Maoist Chinese front groups, they would have said, that's impossible. That's out of a movie. If we had told them what would unfold in 2020 with COVID, this bioweapon of China, the force of masking people, shutting down our schools, our churches, our businesses, arresting people, tasing people for not wearing a mask, and then forcing an experimental drug on them that is killing perhaps hundreds of thousands, as we now have over 12,000 dead, according to the government's own website, with only about 1% reporting. And that was going to be forced upon you to keep your job, go into grocery stores, that big business would be doing this bidding for the government. They would say that's a bridge too far. The American people will not tolerate that. But we have been warning about these things because we understand the six dominant worldviews that rule the world. Marxism and Islam being two of the six.
Sure.
So here we are tonight, Usama. August 2021, and Americans largely are perishing, and we're perishing as a nation because we don't know the truth.
Lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. Acquisition of truth.
If you don't mind, Brent, I would like to share one more thought, if you don't mind, if we have time for it.
One more, and then we're going to close.
Sure. You hear the leaders of Taliban assuring the world that women in Afghanistan will receive their rights.
I saw that.
Obviously, nobody asked, what do you mean their rights? We're talking about Sharia treatment of women. I love what I was teaching. We have this also one of the TV show produced by you in your site. My presentation, Women in Islam. I'm going to just read one statement here from Rukia Abdul Maksud, a British lady who became a Muslim, married a Pakistani man who, by the way, divorced her later, and he married his own cousin, a younger, beautiful, after he used her. And she's still until today Muslim. Her name is Rukia Abdul Maksud. She actually wrote 31 books 10 years ago or more. I don't know how many books she wrote in the last 10 years. But she said, listen to that statement, which fit perfectly to what we're going now. And this presentation is at least 15, 16 years old. Hear what she said. How can anyone justify Islamist treatment of women when it imprisons Afghani under blue burqa and makes Pakistani girls marry stranger against their will? Wow. That's what she was talking about 15, 16 years ago. And she was defending that by telling us that this have nothing to do with Islam. She said here that the battle to preserve Islam as the one true faith, tolerant, noble, and compassionate in face of the growth of the other Islam, which is extremist and intolerant, in which she regards as both false and dangerous. She thinks Taliban is not Islam. She thinks Taliban is dangerous. Obviously, she did not know at this time when she made these statements anything about Al-Qaeda or ISIS or Taliban as we see him today. I wonder, have she had any chance to read the Quran before she become a Muslim? Like most foreigners, Americans and others, they become Muslim because they sit with some Muslim imam who lie to them and give them this beautiful, attractive Islam, and they will tell them that these extremists and these radicals have nothing to do with Islam. But there's a verse in the Quran, which is Quran chapter 33 and verse 21. Allah in the Quran said, indeed, there was in the apostle of Allah a noble example for you, for him who hoping in Allah and in the last day and remember Allah much. Remember now, Muhammad is the best example Allah gave to the world. As a matter of fact, it is because of Muhammad, Allah created this world. Where do we learn that? From Muhammad's own word in the Hadith. When he said that Muhammad was walking in, Adam was walking in the garden before he had any children, and he saw written in the sky, words written of light. And the word said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is the same words we see in ISIS flag, Saudi Arabia flag, Taliban flag, and every Muslim jihad.
Yes.
Now, Adam asked Allah, I know there is no God except you. Who is this Muhammad? And Allah said, because of Muhammad, O Adam, I created you. So Muhammad, the noblest example for Muslim to follow. Here's a question. Did Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, marry women against their own will? Did Muhammad marry little children against their own will? Did Muhammad refuse for the children, for the girls in his days to be educated? Did Muhammad put women in their homes and not give them the liberty and the freedom which we have in the West? Read Quran 33:33, and you'll find that's exactly what Muhammad said, to stay at their homes, not to go out like they used to be free women before Muhammad claimed to be a prophet. For heaven's sake, he worked for his wife Khadija. She was his boss for years before he became a prophet. And then after he became a prophet, he still were living according to her will, according to her decision. She was the woman in a pants in the house. She was the one spending her money on him, even throughout the first 10 years as he lived in Mecca. Only after she died, that is when Muhammad began to marry little children like Aisha, 6 years old, when he was 51. And only after that, when he started having multiple wives, and only after that, when he started writing the Quran, all the verses which teach Muslim men it's okay to beat their wife, it's okay to treat them equal to, like second-class citizen, half of a man. It's okay because men are in charge of women, because Allah prefer men over women, and so on with everything. Sadly, we see now women in Afghanistan are going to go through, simply because Taliban are practicing Islam. So, my dear friends, if you are watching CNN or Fox or CBS or any other station, when they talk about the treatment of women, and they will tell you this is culture, they're lying to you. They are bending the knee for the Muslims so they will not expose Islam for the West. Islam teach that Taliban, like Al-Qaeda, like ISIS, like any other jihad organization, are the true Muslims. How do you know that? Examine what I'm sharing with you with the word of Allah in the Quran. You'll find out beating the wives lightly, that is no broken bones and no shed of blood, is Islamic teaching. Not educating them is Islamic teaching. Muhammad said in the Hadith, do not teach your children how to read and write, but teach them how to spin and memorize chapter 24 in the Quran. That is the true treatment of women in Islam by Taliban or any other Muslim believer. Otherwise, they're simply lying to you. And I'm glad we have this opportunity, Brother Brennan, to come on your show here. And in here, I will never say but the truth. And this is one of the TV stations which will not practice political correctness. Many people talk about political correctness and throw it in the garbage can, but they're living political correctness. Political practice is literally the destruction of America. It's the destruction of the Muslims, as they will lose their eternity because we allow them to live as they wish, and in the same time, we did not expose them for the truth of how evil Islam is. I hope and I pray you watch this broadcast and share it with others and continue to support this TV station, because guess what? There's not too many one out there who will teach the truth for what it is without fear and without political correctness. Thanks again, Brandon, for having me on tonight.
Usama Dakdak, his website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Again, I produce his TV show, and you can watch all the archives of that over at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. You also find the TV show of Shahram Haidian over there, born and raised in Iran. His father got out 6 weeks before the fall of the Shah. He's warning that the 1979 revolution in Iran is very similar in many ways with what's happening in America as the Islamists and the Marxists worked to overthrow the Shah and bring in Sharia to Iran. You'll find those shows at WVWTV.com, my TV page, WVWTV.com. As he said, there are not many TV networks that will present what we have tonight. And if you want to support us, our main sponsor is MyPillow. Remember, they have 110 products. Here we are getting closer and closer to fall. And if your young people are going off to college or university, getting their first apartment or townhome, maybe you know of a couple getting married, someone having their first child, you need to get a housewarming gift. Don't forget Christmas. When you get closer and closer to that, do your Christmas shopping, won't you? MyPillow.com, where you use the promo code L66, because when you do, you'll save up to 66% on any of the 110 products there. But a generous portion of each purchase comes back to this show and this broadcast to keep it going. So if you appreciate what we're doing and keeping Lindell TV going here at frankspeech.com, we need your support. Go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code L66 that identifies you've been watching this broadcast and you want to support it and keep seeing programming like this produced. MyPillow.com, promo code L66. Slippers, towels, sheets, bathrobes, so many things, including the six towel set, normally $109.99, available for just $39.99 when you use the promo code L66. Giza Dream Sheets, so much more. L66 is the code when you go to MyPillow.com. Thank you for your support so we can keep producing programming like this. I'll be back here tomorrow, 1 o'clock Central Time for radio on the VCY America Radio Network, 58 terrestrial stations. We also carry it as a TV show right here at frankspeech.com. Hope you'll watch tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Mike Lindell will be back with his show at 11 a.m. Central Time here at frankspeech.com, and then back at 6 p.m. Central Time, and then I'm back at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thank you again for your support. Thank you to all my guests. Until next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. Take care.